first couple months on this new job been like?
It's been great. You know, I think you come in here and there's a lot of new faces within this organization, and I'm one of them. So everybody's trying to find their way right now, and we've all been brought here for different reasons and the experiences that we have in this league. So I've been fortunate enough to be around for a while and, you know, trying to just be an advocate for younger players and show them the way.
What are the reasons you were brought here?
Well, I think first and foremost, I've been fortunate to survive in this league for a long time because I've won football games. And that's what I've kind of hung my hat on as a backup. If you don't win games in this league, they're going to find ways to get rid of you. And so, you know, doing that, I've been around three number one overall picks. Obviously, Baker will be the fourth. And all that ties into it, but also just being an advocate for the starter. I think the quarterback room is so important in trying to create a culture in there and stuff that is conducive for an offense moving forward and building and going from there. And, you know, I've been lucky to be a part of a lot of good quarterback rooms.
Did you have choices, and why did you choose the Browns?
I did have choices, but I felt like this was the best choice. You know, I'm getting to the point in my career where I'm looking for good situations. I've been fortunate to be around some really good organizations, and I felt like this was a great fit from top to bottom. You start to accumulate knowledge over a period of time and what it takes to be successful, and I think this checked a lot of boxes for me from that standpoint, with great ownership, with a clear-cut vision of, you know, who we are and what we want to be. And, you know, it's also exciting because you look at the playmakers we have on offense, you look at how strong the offensive line is, all of those things that help a quarterback go out there and play at a high level exist here.
If Arians had stayed, would you have re-upped? In
the I don't know. You know, he had a huge impact on me. You know, somebody that has helped me, you know, grow in this league. So it would have been a difficult decision, but at the end of the day, you know, I knew that they were potentially looking to go in a different direction, and, you know, I knew I had to do what was best for me and my family as well.
So you mentioned those good quarterback rooms.
What can you tell about Mayfield in terms of whether his mind is right for an obviously big opportunity?
Yeah, you know, I think he has a great mindset. Just coming in here and wanting to work and get better and learn how to do all those things. He's asking questions that are relevant. He's engaged, and, you know, he's doing it the right way. So I think it's a relationship that will continue to progress over a period of time. It's not something that you just build overnight, but, you know, he has all those tools that you're excited about. Obviously, there's a reason why he was drafted number one overall.
When you mentioned those good quarterback rooms, and how does this one compare, and how does Tyrod kind of compare to some of those other guys, those other starters you've been around?
Yeah, I think that it's hard to always compare different it's hard to compare different quarterback rooms because they're all unique in their own sense. But, you know, Tyrod has been a pleasure to work with, and I've known him for a while. I'm excited to try and do everything I can to assist him in his development. Like he said, he's continually getting better the more he plays, and that's usually what happens at this position. The more you play, the more comfortable you get, especially, you know, when you get comfortable with an offense. And I think Todd has a great system here that allows the quarterback a lot of freedom, and Tyrod's taken those liberties, and he's taken it and he's run with it, and he's doing a really nice job so far.
How do you mix that, or balance, I should say, the desire to want to play and start and everything, to being an unselfish mentor like you become here?
Well, I think it goes into a situation of always being ready to play. You know, I've been fortunate to learn from a lot of great guys because there's a different approach. When you're a backup, you don't get the number of reps you get, so there's different ways you have to get prepared. And so by getting prepared that way, you feel confident when you step foot on the field when your time comes. And, you know, besides that, I try to be unselfish, and I try to open up a line of communication, not only in the quarterback room, but also the offense in general. I'm trying to be an extra set of eyes, ears for whoever the starter is. And, you know, Tyrod and I have been building a relationship over this period of time that I want to make sure I'm seeing things the same way he is, so I can go tell the wide receivers, tell the offensive line, tell the different guys, okay, this is what we're looking for on this specific route or this, you know, versus this coverage. And that's something, like I said, you can't just go out there and step foot on the field and think that's going to happen. It's something that's continually building, and we've taken a really nice step forward thus far in the offseason.
You said Baker's asking the right questions. What are the right questions?
Yeah, you know, I think it could be play specific, or it could deal with a concept. You know, it's next level thinking, and you can see his football knowledge is very high. And so getting a chance to, you know, take a step deep with him, everything is so individualized in the NFL, of a specific drop given a different coverage versus so many things that go into it. So, you know, he's asking those questions, and he wants to know. And you know, the nice thing about it is when you play this position, you're going to make mistakes. We all are. But learning from those mistakes and not repeating them, and he's done a really nice job of picking stuff up, getting a comfort level within this offense in a very short period of time.
Since you've been in the league so long, and you know the challenges of this position, and at your height, what are the challenges he faces at his height?
I don't know. I've never seen the world through his eyes, so he's going to have his own set of obstacles to overcome and his own comfort level. You know, he was in the shotgun predominantly in college, and so was I, so picked up some little tricks along the way that I've tried to help him with, but really that's a question better based for him of him moving forward, what he's going to have to deal with.
You suffered through that winless season in Detroit as a rookie, and you know what that did to those, to you guys. When you joined this team for the first time, did you see psychological effects of 0-16?
No, because I think Hugh was so strict in trying to put that behind us from day one. We stepped in, and really, as a veteran on this team, you realize how this league and how teams change from year to year. Half those guys that were on that team aren't even here anymore, and the guys that are on this team still are here for a reason. And you know, I think each year that there's always reason for optimism, but you look at the guys that the nucleus that they kept intact here, it's a really good nucleus, and that's why guys were attracted to come here and be a part of this. And really what they're building here is something that I think is headed in the right direction.
You played with some pretty dynamic offenses. What's the potential, do you think, for this offense?
I mean, it's hard to speak about potential, but everything's in place to really take off. And you know, you look at the playmakers at every position. I know it's well documented, but you look at the overhaul that has happened on offense, and you get a guy like Jarvis Landry who leads the league in catches. You get a guy like Carlos Hyde who's a phenomenal running back, and then you guys already have guys on the roster that can do so many things. You know, it really is a lot of good pieces in place, but we have to do our job, and in return, we need special teams, and we need the defense to be able to go out there and win football games for us at times as well.
You mentioned your personal winning record, and I think it's 11-6 in your career. How difficult is it to do that when you don't play as much? 17 starts you've had in your career, and you won 11 of them.
So. Yeah, it's difficult, but I think it also speaks volumes about the guys around me and letting them, you know, I've played with Hall of Fame wide receivers and had the luxury of doing that, played with some great offense linemen and played with some really great defenses as well. And I had the fortune to have Todd Bowles as a defensive coordinator. I can tell you every time we had a two-minute drill, we were confident offensively that they were going to stop them, or if we needed to score, we could go down and score. So that's something that confidence that's just built and really starts right now and then carries over into the season. And, you know, for me as a quarterback, a lot of it's just being able to facilitate, be myself when I'm in there, because I couldn't be the starter. I realized that a long time ago. I need to be authentic with who I am, and the guys, the 10 other guys in the huddle with me, have to respond to that and respect the fact when I step in the huddle, they know we're going to get go in there and win football games.
The fact that Mayfield's been moved up to the number two reps at the end of OTAs, was that expected by you, that this was the way it was going to be?
For sure. You know, I was well aware of that. Everything, you know, was mapped out before I even signed of what we were kind of looking to do and the reasons why I was brought here. And one of it is, I tried to tell him right when he got here, I'm here to be his advocate, to help him speed up that learning curve for him and you know, do everything I can to try and help get him prepared to play.
What kind of experiences did you witness the other number one picks you've played with go through that you think you can use as teaching moments for Baker?
They're all so unique. Like I said, each guy's different. I don't think you can treat each situation the same. So as I get to know Baker better, I'll try and pick and choose where I can help him out. And sometimes it's just letting him learn. And, you know, that's really the best way to do it at this position, is go out there and just, you know, trial by fire.
Just out of curiosity, the compliment you gave to Carlos Hyde, what are the elements that are in his game that will help him?
Well, I was in a division with him for 4 years, and so just watching him play, he's a physical running back. I know guys that were his teammate that spoke highly of him too. You know, that's the luxury of being in this league for a while, is you can make one or two phone calls and find out everything you need to know about guys, about coaches, about organizations. And Carlos, every guy that I talked to, you know, had great reviews to say about him. And I watched him, you know, pound the football against a really good defense in Arizona for a number of years.
I don't know, but do you have a relationship with Hoyer? MSU relationship?
Yeah, I mean,
did you talk to him about
that? I haven't talked to him about the being here or anything. I know he's from North Olmsted, so I haven't spoken to him since last year when we played against the 49ers and stuff.
I'm trying to figure out if he came after you.
Yeah, so he's 2 years younger than me. Okay. So we were at Michigan State 3 years together.
Tyrod just named a bunch of guys he went to Elite 11 with a long time ago that haven't been in the league now for a while. And you talked about winning being the key to longevity. What else does it take to stay in the NFL as long as you have?
Well, I think it's good fortune. You know, that and being able to find different ways of being useful. I think that's one thing that I talked about earlier is the communication factor. When things get lost in translation, there's one or two things that can cost you a football game. And trying to be so dialed into those details, taking notes and being able to go look back at those and review those and understand those and bring those up. And, you know, there's so many things that go into that. But really, that there's such a fine line in this league, especially if you make the play, if you don't make the play, or if the defense makes the play that could cost you a game.
At what point in your career did you kind of realize, you know, this is the path that's going to keep you in the league? Kind of being a mentor, being a backup, being, you know.
I learned really quick. No, I learned really quick. As soon as they drafted Matthew Stafford, number one overall, 2 years into my career. So, you know, like I said, I had to find a way to adapt and to make myself useful. And I was fortunate to be around some great coaches that believed in me and instilled confidence in me to go out there and play at a high level.